The following audio may contain the personal testimonials of some OPTAVIA coaches or clients of OPTAVIA. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. Yours in health, the OPTAVIA team.
Certified coach, as well as being a vascular and general surgeon based in Florida. And I'm very excited to be on the call tonight and share with everyone who's out there. Also, bear in mind that this is an interactive call. So we want to know what's working for you. We want you to be able to not just ask your questions, but we want you to really share so that everyone can learn from this. I want to welcome you to this call, and this is for all of our current and potential OPTAVIA clients, coaches, and health professionals. It will last for about 30 minutes, and keep in mind that we'll do our best to answer your questions, but I also want to encourage you that if you have specific healthcare-related issues, we may refer you back to your personal healthcare provider because they are an important part of your transformation and your personal health journey, especially if you're taking medications or if you have any other medical considerations. First, I do want to say that as you come on, your phone should be muted, so you may need to press star 6 to unmute yourself. And then I'll ask that after you're done speaking, if you could again press star 6 to mute yourself. So let's begin by hearing from a few of you who are on the line with us tonight, and then we'll just share a quick health tip and answer any questions and answers that you might have. So why don't you unmute your phone, hit star 6, share your first name, where you're from, and what kind of success you've had so far on the program. And then hit star 6 again so that we can keep the line clear. Here we go. Who's out there with us tonight?
Hi, hello. I'm Kaylee Peters. Go ahead.
You can go. You already got it.
Oh, I'm Kaylee Peters. I'm from Columbus, Ohio, and I've been doing the OPTAVIA program now for about just over 12 weeks. And I'm down a total of 22 pounds.
Well, that is fantastic. Congratulations on your journey, and however much longer you have to go, this is a lifelong transformation. Who else is out there, and what kind of success have you had?
This is Brandy Mahowski. I'm from Arizona. I started my journey last November. And I transitioned into maintenance after 3 months. I lost 50 pounds.
Fantastic.
And now I'm
congratulations.
A health coach.
Oh, congratulations. Paying it forward and helping others.
Yes.
All right. Anyone else out there?
Yep. This is Jeanette. I'm in Evergreen, Colorado. And I've been in the program for 4 weeks and have lost 14 and a half pounds. And I'm going to start coaching this Friday.
Well, congratulations. We have some very good friends out there in Evergreen.
Yes, I bet you do.
Anyone else out there, or we can jump right into the Q&A.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Chad. I'm from Charleston, West Virginia.
Okay.
I've been on program for about 7 months. I've also been a coach for the same time, and I'm down 90 pounds, and that's on a truck driver lifestyle.
Well, fantastic. Congratulations.
Loving every minute of it.
And just so those of you who are on the call know, I'm not just one of the doctors. I was one of the clients as well. I personally, about almost 13 years ago now, lost a little bit more than 120 pounds. And So I can testify that not only does the program work, but it works over time as well. So let's go ahead and start and see if anyone has any questions. Please do not be afraid to ask, because it's likely that if you have that question, somebody else does too, whether they're on the call tonight or whether they listen to us on the recording. Okay. Well, this is a quiet bunch
Hi,
out
this
there
is,
this evening.
Can you hear me? This is Becky Harris. This is Becky,
Hi, Becky.
Harris. I'm from Knoxville, Tennessee. I am a health coach and for 2.5 years, and a physical therapist. And I recently, she's going to start the program next week, but I have a client who is who has spina bifida. She's been in a wheelchair for 14 years, and she has interstitial cystitis, I believe, and a suprapubic catheter. But she also has some foot wounds from pressure. Is there any special consideration with spina bifida that I should, or being a wheelchair bound, that I should take into consideration?
No, not really. He doesn't have seizures or anything like that, does he?
No. He takes baclofen, and, you know, is on several medications, but none of them have, I've gone through the list of them, and there's nothing that, he has had a history of pulmonary embolism, so she is on lifelong, medicine. She's on warfarin. So the warfarin, she already knows how to manage that, avoiding like greens and broccoli and that sort of thing, or eating them in minimal amounts.
Okay. So how did you instruct him for his lean and green?
Well, I had originally just put her, we're planning just to try the 5-in-1. And then she says that if she eats those, she's been doing that for 5 years. She's been on that medication for 5 years. So I just told her to, you know, to stay away from the broccoli, turnip greens, the, you know, those, kale, those sorts of things.
Okay. Well, the other option, is to let her be on the lean and green, but to have her protimes checked more frequently for the first couple of weeks and see if she needs to adjust up the Coumadin.
Okay. That's what I was wondering.
All right. Yeah, because bear in mind also that there is some vitamin K in the fuelings themselves, so it would be prudent for her to do that anyway.
Okay, that's good. Okay, yeah, I wondered if, okay, because she was saying she does take a multivitamin. And so I was wondering about the vitamin K added with her multivitamin. Usually I tell people they don't need to take their multivitamin when they're on our fuelings, but so I did tell her to discuss that with her physician, that she might be getting the extra vitamin K. So I
will
reiterate
that
to her.
Yeah, and you should reiterate again that she does not need to be on a multivitamin when she's on the program, because she doesn't, it's not even just the vitamin K, it's also, we don't want her getting too much of the other fat-soluble vitamins, A, D, and E. So,
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's best to not take a multivitamin. It is okay to continue to take an omega-3, but
okay.
Yeah, I would stay away from the multivitamins.
Okay. Thank you. This has been so helpful. I really appreciate you. Have a great night.
Oh, well, good. Thanks for the great question. Who else out there?
Hey, doctor. This is Coach KL. I have a quick question.
Sure.
I have a client that first week on program, he is liquid only is coming out of his bowels. We did take him off the program to because we don't know if it's allergies or virus or what, and wanted to slowly introduce them back on. What do you suggest on doing that? Have you heard of a cause of that? And what would you suggest to introduce them back into to begin them back on the program?
Yeah. There's several different possibilities here. How much weight does this person need to lose?
Probably just shy of 200.
Okay, so the most likely reason for that is that his body, he's probably, if he needs to lose 200 pounds, he's probably had a lot of junk in his body.
Absolutely.
As far as nutrition goes. And so it's going to take his body a little bit longer to adjust than the average person. So it's very likely that his intestines are having the good water, the good fuelings, the good fiber. His body is probably just getting used to the change. And that may take even a week or so. Now, the thing that we want to do in a situation like that, there's a couple of things. Number one is we want to be sure that he keeps up with the water intake. And number two is if they're not just loose, but they're watery, then
I
would also recommend is that he take a stool softener. Now, that may sound counterintuitive. Like if he's having loose bowels, why would he take something that is a laxative? The truth of the matter is that bulk laxatives like Metamucil, which is really just the brand name for psyllium husk, is the way they work is by absorbing water. So by taking a couple of tablespoonfuls of psyllium husk a day, it's likely that what that will do is help absorb some of the water and more solidify the stool.
Interesting. Awesome.
Yeah.
Very good.
And the thing is, he could get the Metamucil or one of the other ones, Fiberton, but you know what? He could probably also just go to the health food store and go to the bulk section and get a scoop of psyllium husk. That's P-S-Y-L-L-I-U-M. And then he has it directly. Now, he might need to mix that either with his food or with water because that is so dry, you really can't just take a tablespoonful of it.
Okay. Would you suggest a tablespoon like a day, or?
I would suggest 2 tablespoons a day.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you very much. Very informational.
You're welcome. And tell him, you know what, that he can do it because he is not the first one who has to lose that much weight. There are plenty of people who have successfully lost much more weight than that on this program and totally changed their lives for the better.
Yeah, and that he was, I wanted to be safe, and that's what I was told, to pull him off, make sure it's, you know, what's going on, and then reintroduce him. And he was so sad to come off because he was doing so well, but we wanted to do it safe. So perfect. Thank you for educating me in that way. Appreciate it so much.
You're quite welcome. Who else out there?
Dr. Joe, can you hear me?
I can.
Hey, this is Jan.
I thought I recognized that gentle voice.
Well, this has been a great call. I just have enjoyed it. I've learned some things, and I just wanted to say thank you for all you do. And I also just wanted to say how grateful I am to Optavia for the wonderful fuelings that we have, especially going into the holidays. I just want to reassure anybody out there who's nervous about going through the holidays on plan. There are just so many great ways to use our fuelings to make us just enjoy the holidays, you know, the hot cocoa, the gingerbread, You can make fudge out of the brownie. You can do all kinds of pumpkin treats. It's amazing what we can do with our feelings. And I just wanted to throw that out there for anybody who may be worried about it. Look at the feeling hacks on Pinterest, and there's tons of ideas just to know that you have lots of options and you're going to sail right through the holidays and feel so amazing on the other side.
Yeah, now there is another option, Jan, because when I started this program 13 years ago, I started it in June, 2 weeks before 4th of July.
Wow. So
I went through 4th of July, Labor Day, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and just got through Valentine's Day before I hit my goals. So the other issue that I found was this, is I was doing so well on the program, I just didn't want to mess it up. And what I did is, and I encourage people on the line who are maybe feeling that tinge of anxiety with the holidays coming up, is to observe people and observe what they're eating and why they're eating it. And when you do that, you realize, like, I have the education and the opportunity where I know how big an actual stomach is. And when I went through Thanksgiving and I saw what people loaded on their plates, and I thought about how stuffed truly their stomachs were going to be, it almost nauseated me. So what I did was I had a little bit of extra turkey, a little bit of extra broccoli, and I had my pudding with me. And of course, now we have so many other good dessert styles. What I did is when everyone else ate pumpkin pie and all that other stuff, what I did is I drank some water and I had myself, I might even have had an extra chocolate pudding. But what I did is I just realized that I was doing such good things for myself. And by being an example to them, I felt like I was doing some good for them as well, that it didn't bother me, because it's important for people to recognize that we call them fuelings for a reason. We don't call them fuelings because food is not designed to just stuff your body because somebody at work's grandmother had a birthday and has leftover cake. That's not a reason to fuel your body. You don't fuel your body because the neighbor's child has a birthday and you happen to be walking past a pizza. That's not a reason to fuel your body. A reason to fuel your body is to take care of it and recognize that your body has been given to you as a gift. It's the only one, the only body you have in this world, and that if you don't take care of it, nobody else is going to. And with all the good that we can do in the healthcare industry, we can't do nearly as good of a job as people can do by preventing disease on their own. And just like I love it when one of our leaders, Dr. Anderson, says that people ask, say sometimes, well, let me check with my doctor first. And while we do recommend that, do those same people check with their doctor before they buy a box of ho-hos in the grocery store?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is probably not. So thank you so much for your input, Jan, because sometimes there is anxiety with people who have a lot of weight to lose and they feel like they're going to get out of their routine. And I say just start a new routine, and that should be a routine of health.
Indeed. Indeed, and I also think it's so awesome, like you said, to observe and just enjoy the company you're with. You know, just learn to have great conversations and enjoy the people and not be so concerned with the food, and that is awesome too.
And especially when you observe after they've eaten like that and you realize that all people are doing is feeling horrible and unbuckling their belts and belching and passing gas out both ends, and they're just not comfortable. They're not going to sleep well. And you have such an opportunity to really, like you said, enjoy the people for who they are. Now, if you have family issues and you're thinking, I don't want to spend time with my family, then go outside and get some exercise. Take a walk.
Indeed.
Are there any other questions out there? We should probably entertain that before we find them. By the way, Jan Paxman is one of the wonderful nurses that participates in these client support calls on Wednesday evenings. She thought I might need some backup, so she hopped on tonight. You'll get to hear her again in all of her glory on November 14th.
Oh, I just hopped on because I like you, Dr. Joe, and you're awfully smart. I love to learn from you.
Well, I appreciate it. Well, this is probably a good time, if there are no other questions, to mention that these calls. Is there another question?
Yeah, actually, it's just a thought, a comment. Listening to your comment, the thought occurred to me that Halloween party is coming up on Saturday. And I couldn't think of what to dress up. I'm taking a little neighborhood kid with me down to the church. And, of course, there's going to be this potluck full of food. And, as usual, everybody's loading their plates with way too much. And I thought, you know what? I should dress up as a food Nazi. Because I'm always being accused of that anyway. And I'm thinking, I got to put on my health coach, white coat, and put the word food Nazi across it, so they'll be expecting it now.
if you want to be a little bit more politically correct, you could just be the food police.
There you go. That's what came into my mind as I was listening to you, just observing other people, which I do when we go to these potlucks. And I wonder if on my face I have this, ew, yuck. Are you really going to eat all that? Wow, you're putting a ton of salt on. I just wonder if I have that funny look on my face of disapproval that I don't even notice.
And that may be the case, but I want you to remember that there before the grace of God go you, as the
exactly.
saying goes.
And I was there once too, yeah. So,
yeah.
Anyway, totally appreciated your comments because it does help put a little levity in the whole thing. And
go as the food police or a food Nazi. You're giving people ideas now.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought I'd share that. Thank you for
all. Thank you for that.
You, both of you. You share so much, and we just really appreciate you. All right, that's
it. Well, and thank you all of you who've participated tonight. Remember that you can subscribe to these support calls through the iTunes podcast, or you can hear a few week prior recordings of these calls on your health coach's co-branded website. Or if you're a coach, you could go to your co-branded website. The playback of tonight's call won't be available for about another 48 hours, but after that point, it will be. And if ever you have any questions between now or the next support call, always realize that you can connect with your health coach or you can email nutritionsupport@optavia.com. And again, remember your healthcare provider. This call is only once a week on Wednesday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. But right after this is our Habits of Health webinar, which will begin in just 1 minute. To access that, simply access Zoom by logging in to the URL or the web address zoom.us. If you don't already have the free Zoom app, download that, click join a meeting, and then enter the meeting ID 113-312-513. So for those of you who've missed that, it's Zoom, that's Z like zebra, OOMLikeMary.us, like United States. Download the app, click on join a meeting, and the meeting ID is 113-312-513. Thank you and congratulations for investing time in your health this evening and in everyone's education. We're so glad you joined us. Have a great night.
This audio may have contained the personal testimonials of some OptaVia coaches or clients of OptaVia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. Yours in health, the OptaVia team.